We got to two dots in Tapuv Nehem and Aleph. V'chol Mokim Tam Chacham. It says it was different Mirhakim about doing Melacha on Tisha B'Av or not. So the Brisa, the Mishnah said that everywhere, even a place that they had a minute to do Melacha, but a Tam Chacham doesn't do Melacha. And on that, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said anybody should make him, could make himself like a Tamei Chacham. It's not that the Tanakhama held that it's dafka for Tamei Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel comes to say no, anybody has the right to act as a Tamei Chacham. So says the Gemara, the Memra, is this to say that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel suffered like Hashin leYuhara, Rabban Sari Hashin leYuhara? That means according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, anybody can act like a Tamei Chacham, and we're not, we don't say that it looks like gaiva for the fact that he's being machmer on himself not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av in a place that everybody else is doing malacha. Whereas a Tana Kama who says it's dafka the Talmid Chacham, it's mashma because if you act like a Talmid Chacham, then it, we do say it looks like you are ra. We see the exact opposite from them. Because the Mishnah says in Brachas, Chasson, the halacha is that a Chasson, after the chasam, he's potter from kriyashma until because he's too nervous with the mitzvah of bir rishonah, so he can't concentrate properly on kriyashma. So the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says chasam im yirtzeh likris kriyashma, if he wants to be machmer himself and say no, I could have kavanah and therefore I want to read kriyashma lila rishonah the first night after the chasana, kari, he's allowed to do so. And we don't say, according to the Tana Kama, it looks like you are. Not anybody who wants to come and say, place upon himself the name that I'm a machmir, I'm a Tama Chacham, is able to do so. If you do that and you're not holding there, then it's you are. So we see over here the exact opposite. The Chacham are not afraid of you are, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that there is a chash of you are. You're right, one of the two was flipped around, was switched, and you have to, one of the two Mishnahs has to be changed in order to make the two Mishnahs stim. No, you don't have to switch anything, it's not a stira. Rabbanon are Rabbanon like kasha, because the stira in the Rabbanon is not a kasha, that over here they're chayshit for your ra, and there they're not chayshit for your ra, because hacha. Because over here, kivin dekuli alma avdi malacha. Everybody else is working, ve'iu loyavid, and he is not working. Mesik you are. So according to the chamim, the measuring stick to see if it looks like you are or not is if you're acting like everybody else or you're not acting like everybody else. So since over there, everybody over here by Tisha B'Av, everybody else is doing malacha, and you are not doing malacha, so you're acting differently than everybody else, so then that's why it's Masik Yirara. So, Abu Hassan, Masha Inkin over there by Kriyashma, Kivadikuli Alma Kari, the Iunami Kari, then it's over there, it's Fakert. Everybody's anyway learning Kriyashma. By him learning Kriyashma, he's not acting differently than everybody else, he's acting like everybody else. It happens to be everybody else is not a chasan, and he's a chasan. But the bottom line is he doesn't stand out different than everybody else because everybody's saying Kriyashma and he's saying Kriyashma. So in such a case, like Masik Yuara, they held that that's not considered Masik Yuara. That takes care of the stira in the Rabbanon. And the stira in Rishim Gamliel is also not a stira because Hasam Huda Be'imim Kavana Vanan Sadi Dele Masik Havni Daite. Over there by Kriyashma, we don't look at how it looks like what everybody else is doing like the Chamim, but rather we look at the situation. Over there, the reason why you're Potter is because Krishna meets Bisebeth Kavana, and we know that a Chasam the first night can't have Kavana. So if you're going to go and have Kavana, and you could say that you're better than everybody else, so that's you are Ra, Masik you are Ra. Avlacha, but over here, Lay Masik you are Ra, it doesn't look like you are, because Amri Melacha Hudalesle. When people see the person not working, he's not doing something, we don't see necessarily automatically, oh, this guy's a Tam Chacham, he's trying to act like a Tam Chacham, he's trying to be a Machmer. What we see is a guy who doesn't have malacha to do. Poichazni, go out and see kama batlani b'chushuka, how many people that are not working there are. Meaning, there's a lot of people that are lazy, or they don't have work, or whatever other reason they're not working. So he doesn't stand out. Masha Ekin, a guy who we know can't have kavana, and he's going to go in lane, kriyashma, and say that I could have kavana, so he stands out. And if that's the case, over there it's a chashash of yura, whereas by Tisha B'Av, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, there's no chashash of yura. Then the next Mishnah says, "V'chacham ma'imim." So now, after we finished going through Makom Shenagus and a bunch of different inyanim, going back to where we started in the beginning of the parak, that we said that some places had a minig to do malach on Erev Pesach, other places had a minig not to do malach on Erev Pesach. V'chacham ma'imim, the chacham say, "B'Yehuda hayu oisim malacha," that in Yehuda they used to do malacha b'arvei pesachim al chatzais, u'begalil hayu oisim kolikim, whereas in the Galil they didn't do malacha. So we'll see in the Gemara, I mean, it's not 100% mevur in the Mishnah like that, but the Gemara is going to be mazvah like that, and the Gemara is going to bring a riot to that, that this Tana disagrees with the previous Tana, and this Tana holds that it's more than just Tali and Minig, but there was actually places that held that Lahalacha was Asa. And he held, the Chum say that in Yehudu they did Melacha, on our basis they held Melacha was okay, as long as there was a Minig to do Melacha. Masha Enkein in Galil, they held there was Mamash Aser. Halayla, what about the night before? The night of Erev Pesach. B'dikas Chametz night. Veshami Oysu, Meshami says that that this Inyan, this Iser to do the Malacha begins already by night. From the beginning of the Halachic day, Beisil Matirin on the Netzachama, whereas Beisil says, no, the Iser is only in the morning, so until Netzachama you could do Malacha, and only from Neitzan on, that's when the Yisra Malacha starts. So the Gemara asks, Meikara Tana min Hagol b'slav Tana Yisura. The parak started out, the first Mishnah says that it's Talin a Minig. It's Mashmah, it's only a Minig and nothing more than that. Over here, we're saying that it's Mamash Aser. Like, Rishon Mar Masber, it's Mavur like that. First of all, it says Beishame Oisrim. Second of all, it wouldn't pass to have a machlekes what the status of the night is. Just go see what the minig is. Elamai, it's more than just a minig. It's an iser. So if it's an iser that the Chazal made, so then it's telling the Tanaim to argue how they were misakin the iser. So Amar Yechanan lekasha harim meharibud. It's a machlekes Tanaim if it's tali a minig or if it's tali an iser. The Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, "B'Yehuda hayoyisim malacha ba'arvei pesachim achatzais." In Yehuda, they used to do malacha erev Pesach and tochatzais. Uva Galil, whereas in Galil, anyways in Kalikra, they didn't do malacha whatsoever. Amar Meir, on that, Meir says to Rabbi Yehuda, "Mari isi Yehuda or Galil? Why are you singling out Yehuda and Galil? Lekan el makom shenagu lasis malacha isim, makom shenagu shaloi lasis ino isim. It's all totally a minig anyway." So it's not Yehuda, not Galil, wherever the minig is. If there's a minig to do, there's a minig not to do. So says the Gemara, Minikamar and Meir Minhagav, the Meir is coming to say that it's totally a minig, Michlal, must be the Rebutah, Isur Kamar, that Rebutah was saying Issa, and that's Kufa why Meir is coming to argue in Rebutah, that it's not totally a Minhagim, it's Issa Vahatar. So the first Mishnah that says it's totally a minig would be Meir. Our Mishnah that says that it's that in some places they held that it was a real Isser, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Frag the Gemara of Asar Rabbi Yehuda Arba Asar Mutar Basiyas Malacha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, does he hold that there's anywhere that's Mutar and Basiyas Malacha, at least in Yehuda? V'atani, don't we have another Baiser, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. HaMenachesh B'Shloisha Asar. If someone's weeding in his garden, in his field, on the 13th of Nisan, and while he was weeding, he by accident pulled out a good plant, something that he didn't mean to pull out. He could replant it. Where the dirt is soft, because this way it will grow back quickly. And by the time the second day of Pesach comes, which is when they bring the Eimer to be Matir Chadosh, it will be already considered connected to the ground, and therefore the Eimer will be matirit. However, you can't plant it b'mokem agarid, where it's dry, because there it's going to take longer to take root and to start regrowing, and it will be that at the time that the omer is brought, it won't yet be considered connected to the ground, and it will be issues of chadash. You'll think it's from last year's, and it's not chadash, when really it's not from last year's because it wasn't planted before the omer, and it would be a problem of chadash. So it says the Gemara, Bishlesha Aser in Baba Aser Lai. You're only allowed to plant on. Where this story was talking, when you were weeding on the 13th, then you can replant it. It's Mashma Danaka the 13th, not the 14th. Now, why didn't we talk about the 14th? Mechti. So there's two possible reasons why you can't be talking about the 14th. Either because the 14th is also Basias Malacha, like our Mishnah, or because nothing to do with Asias Malacha, but there's not enough time, if you replant it on the 14th, to be considered connected to the ground, to take root, that it should be considered that it's already growing, that the omer should be matarit. Meaning it has nothing to do with Hilchas Ezer Malacha Nar Bezach, but rather it has to do with Hilchas Chadash. So to that point, says the Gemara, Mechti. Shamina Lein the Rebuda, we know that Rebuda Shita is, the Amar Kalar Kava, anything that you plant, Sheina Kaletesh L'Shleisha Yomim, if it doesn't Chapon, if it doesn't take root, it doesn't start growing within 3 days, Shuvei Nikaletas. So then it's not going to happen afterwards. So we know that when you replant this plant, it has 3 days to be mashrish. If that's the case, if the 14th of Nisan is Mutar Basias Malacha, so why did this Brisa have to be talking about the 13th of Nisan? Let it be talking even the 14th of Nisan, Va'ika, and you still have your 3 days, because you have our Besar, V'chameisar, U'mikzashit, so you have the 14th, which is when you replanted it, the 15th of Nisan, and the sixth, and part of the 16th until the Omer is brought. Mm-hmm. And as of now, the Gemara is assuming that you say twice, Mixas Yom Kekuloi. Mixas Yom of the first day, yeah, and Mixas Yom of the last day. So from the fact that we didn't say such a case, must be because it's the 14th, not because it's an issue of Chadash, but rather because it's also Basias Malacha anyway. So we see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that at 14th it's also Basias Malacha. So Rava. So Rava answers, Anachanami, Begol Shalom. This case is talking about Gol. In Gol, Taka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was also Basias Malacha. So that's why he was talking about the 13th and not the 14th, because the 14th you can't be weeding and planting anyway, because it's also Basias Malacha. Frankly, Gemara Ve'ika Laila, but even on the 14th, in Gol, it's only also from the morning, but the night before, so the night of the 14th, you could have been weeding, and this story could have taken place on the 14th. So, Viter, it's Akasha, why is he speaking down to the 13th, why didn't he mention the 14th? So Amar Rav Sheshes says, Kamei Shamei, we're talking about in Galil that the 14th is Aser, and like we saw in the Mishnah, that when the 14th is Aser, it's not only Aser from the morning, but it's according to Meshamei, it's also even from the night before. So there's no time on the 14th that you could plant according to that Shita. Rav Ashi says, Lailun Kamei Sil, I can say that it's going to be Vaipe Sil. And you can ask me, what about the night of the 14th? You don't do your gardening, you don't start weeding at night. Weeding is something you do by day. So if that's the case, if by day the 14th is also Basias Malacha because it's Gol, by night you're not going to plant. So the latest possible that this whole story could have taken place is the 13th, like the Brisa says.
I'm not for not to do my gardening even during the day.
Even during the day, right, yes.
Even during the day, I'm not
for it. It's a very good chumra. And it's not even a chashash of Yuara.
Into the night, you might
forget. Yeah. Get some
that
right. Ravina says a third teretz la'olam b'Yehuda. You don't even have to say, because even according to the second teretz, we have to be talking about Galil. So Ravina says no. La'olam, we could be talking about Yehuda. That even on the 14th by day, you're allowed to do your malacha. So you can ask if that's the case. So why does the Brisa talk about the 13th? Let it talk about the 14th. And you still have your 3 days because you have the 14th, 15th, and 16th. There it is. Ubashrasha, when it comes to this halacha that it takes 3 days for up to 3 days for Ashrasha, that's dafka chad mixes yom kikuli arminon trey mixes kikuli yom kikuli arminon. In that, you can only say one time mixes yom kikuli. So either you could say that you have part of the 14th, the entire 15th, and the entire 16th. Or the opposite, you have the entire 14th, the entire 15th, and part of the 16th. But to say twice mixes yom kikulo, that we're not going to say. So over here, you planted on the 14th, sometime into the day, so you don't have the whole 14th. The oil was also brought somewhere on the 16th. So the 16th as well is only a mixes yom kikulo. So to say mixes yom kikulo is by Ashrasha, we don't say. And that's why the latest possible this story could happen is on the 13th, because in such a case you'll have the entire 14th, the entire 15th, and then mixes yom kikulo on the 16th. Remeir says, "Kol malacha shehisal b'kodem arba asar, any malacha that was already started, you already had begun the malacha before the 14th, kodem arba asar. So then, even on the 14th, you're allowed to finish it off. Even b'makim shenargu shaloi lasas malacha. Avol, however, le'yasal b'betchila arba asar, you're not allowed to start it from scratch from the beginning." Even if it's a small malacha, doesn't take a lot of time. Not only for sure if you're not going to finish it on the 14th is an usher, but even something that you could start and finish, it's an easy, quick job that it could be done entirely on the 14th, it's still usher.
This is even a makam she'lainag?
The pasha says we're talking about a makam she'nagu she'lailasis.
So then this is
out here. Well, there's a big chiddush that you could finish.
Yeah, but the second part.
Okay, so we're going to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have a shayla if we're talking about letzarech hamayit, shalei letzarech hamayit. So if we're talking according to the tzad of the Gemara that we're talking about letzarech hamayit, it's taka chiddush, because even though it's letzarech hamayit and it's a small malacha that you could start and finish, still they wouldn't matter. What?
Letzarech hamayit, you could do it even a yamta. Why would there be a man?
Not every malacha letzarech hamayit you could do it.
I mean, a malacha.
So Rebbe Reimer again, the kol malacha shehisal b'kodem arba asar, if it was started before the 14th, kodem arba asar, so then you could finish it on the 14th. Aval lo yasal b'metchila arba asar, but to start from scratch in the beginning on the 14th, that's where it's a problem. Aval v'shal yachal kodem, even though it's a small malacha that you could start and finish on the 14th, it's still mutter. But chacham Reimer and the chacham say gimel umaniyos, there are three craftsmen. They are allowed to work on Erev Pesach HaKatzos. Even in a Malkim that the minig was that everybody else doesn't work, there was a heter for three types of workers to be able to work on Erev Pesach. The Elohim, the following are they: Hachayotim, tailors, Vasaparim, and barbers, Vakevsim, and launderers. We'll see in the Gemara why these three are more kulatik, why we gave a special heter for them. He held that there was a fourth one, also shoemakers. So the Gemara says, Ibarilu. We had a shy that was pshat in the Mishnah. That which we said that you could be Geimer is only if it's Letzarech HaMoyit. Avos Shaloi Letzarech HaMoyit Afidu Migmar Nami Loi. But if it's Shaloi Letzarech HaMoyit, even if it's just being Geimer, You already started it before, and all you have to do is finish it up. Nonetheless, in a makom shenogu shaloi lasis malacha, you would not be able to finish it. Oiduma, maybe shaloi letzarech hamayit. Our mission is fakert. Our mission is talking about shaloi letzarech hamayit. Since it's shaloi letzarech hamayit, therefore you're only allowed to be gamer. You're not allowed to be maschil. Avol letzarech. But when we're talking about letzarech hamayit, it's chulin maschilinon. So then you can even be maschil since it's letzarech hamayit. Or possibility number three, it makes no difference whether it's letzarech hamayit or whether it's not letzarech hamayit. Either way, if you're in middle, you can finish it off, but you can't start from scratch. So with three possibilities: do we say that the heter of our mission is dafka letzarech hamayit, shalai letzarech hamayit, everything is aser? The most lenient way to say it is fakir. We're talking dafka shalai letzarech hamayit, but letzarech hamayit, everything's mutter. Or possibility number three is there's no difference between the Tzarech HaMayit and Shalei the Tzarech HaMayit. Always to finish is Aser, to finish is Mutter, but to start from the beginning would be Aser. Tashema. Abel lo yaschil betchila ba'arba Aser. The Mishnah says, or there's a Bais explaining the Mishnah. The Bais says that you cannot start something on the 14th. Afilu tziltzol katon. Even if it's a small little band, something that's very small, takes a very short amount of time to do, afilu smacha katana or a small hair bonnet. Those things may not be done. My afilu, what's the afilu stressing by these two things? It's also katan and a smacha katana. Lav aren't we coming to say afilu hani to letzarech hamoed? Even though these things are clothing that we could assume are letzarech hamoed, she needs a bonnet to wear or needs this fancy band to wear on yomtiv. Nonetheless, mikvar in askuilai. So even though it's letzarech hamoed, we're only matter if you're doing just the gemara. But to start, even though it's letzarech hamoed, it would be aser. So that is paishut that even if it's letzarech hamoed, you can only be gemara. And then we could go a step further. Mechlal, it's mashin the shaloi letzarech that if something would be shaloi letzarech hamoed. So then it would be a step more chamer that not only can you not start, but you can't even finish. Says the Marloi, no raya. Maybe the tzotzel cotton that we're talking about over here, or the smacha katana that we're talking about over here, is a case that you don't need it for yomtiv. We're talking about shalei letzarech amayid. And the halacha is shalei letzarech amayid migmar nami gamrinon. And shalei letzarech amayid, we could say that the halacha is that you could talk a big gamer. Umay afilu, so what is the Bryce is stressing when it says afilu tzvacha ketana and afilu tzotza cotton, you could only be gaimer and not start, if we're talking about shalei letzarech hamoed. Teretz is, afilu hananami dezutrininu, even though these things are very small, the salga daitach aminu, so you could have thought to say, aschalasim zuyi gemar melachton, that if gemar is mutter, these things, they're so quick to make, they're so easy to make, that starting and ending should all be considered a gemar for them. The whole making of it should be considered finishing it off, and therefore it should be mutter. So you should be able to even start them. Kamashallah, that we don't say such a svar, and therefore even by them, as long as there's shalei letzarech hamoed, you can only finish them off and you cannot begin them. We have no raya at all what our status is by tzarech hamoed. Toshema, remeir oimer, kol malacha shehi letzarech hamoed, any malacha that's letzarech hamoed, goimra ba'arba aser.
Aren't these things by definition letzarech hamoed?
Not if you have... We're saying that it's possibly that it's not the tzarech hamoed because possibly you don't need it for yomtiv. If you have another, you have already a 10 svachas, and you're just making an extra one, and you know that it's not the tzarech hamoed. Without a rama, maybe a rama would play into it that you could wear it. The habamina we thought we were answering both, but we're trying to be machik that you can't be answer anything. Tashema, Remeir, Aymer, Kamalach, Shin, Letzarech, Amoyed, anything that's Letzarech, Amoyed, Goymer, Barabasar, could be finished on the 14th. Amasai, when do we say that you could be finished on the 14th? Vimad, Shetzkub, Kadim, Arbasar, only if you began before the 14th. Avaloyas, Kubal, Kadim, Arbasar, if you didn't begin before the 14th, Layasab, Barabasar, even though it's Letzarech, Amoyed, still you can't finish it on the 14th, you can't start it on the 14th. And even if it's a small thing, like a tzotzel katan, like a small band, or a small katana, or a small bonnet. So what do we see from this braisa? Clearly it says tzarech hamoed. And even then it says you're only allowed to be gomer, not be maschil. So it's mashma that tzarech hamoed you can only be gomer, and shalei tzarech hamoed you can't even be gomer. So we have a right to all of our shaylos. So says the Gemara, no. Hu adin loy. So hu adin dafilu shaloi letzarech nami gamrinon. The hetter to be gomer is not only if it's letzarech hamoed, it's even shaloi letzarech hamoed. So why then did we take a case of letzarech hamoed? Well, kamashalom, the chiddush of this bais is dafilu letzarech hamoed. Even though it's letzarech hamoed, nonetheless, migmar nami, migmar in, aschul eloy, you can only finish and you can't start. So according to this step of the Gemara, we were at least pushing half of our shayla, but not the whole shayla. At this part, because that you can't get out of. The Brisa says clearly that even the tzarech hamoed, you're not allowed to start. So that much we were for sure pushing. So tzad 2, or whatever, I don't remember which tzad was which anymore, but the tzad that the tzarech hamoed, you're allowed to even start, is definitely out. But to say that the hetter to be gomer is dafka letzarech hamoed and shalei letzarech hamoed, you don't even have to be gomer. That much you can't be pashit, because maybe the reason why the Braisa said letzarech hamoed is to say a chiddush that even letzarech hamoed you're not allowed to start. But maybe at a chenami shalei letzarech hamoed, you're also allowed to be gomer. Toshema, the third Braisa, the Braisa says, Remeir Oimer, Kol Malacha Shei L'Tzarech HaMoed, any Malacha that's L'Tzarech HaMoed, Goymer Ba'arba Asar, you could be Goymer it on Arba Asar, but She'en L'Tzarech HaMoed, if it's not Tzarech HaMoed Asar, then you can't be Goymer it. So this, there's no way to get out of. Over here it says, black and white, that if it's not Tzarech HaMoed, you're not allowed to be Goymer it. But in a place that this is all, until now we're talking about a makam shelo nagu. But in a makam shelo nagu, then you could do malacha on erev Pesach until chatzais. So that's the vur, but makam shelo nagu in, so in a place that had a minute to do malacha, then you could do loy nagu loy. In a place that didn't have malacha, then you can't do, and the way Rashi teaches it means you can't do even a gemar. Which seems to be Saisa, the Reisha, the Baisa, who says that you could do a Gemara everywhere.
Yeah.
Right, so...
maybe this means to start.
In the Gemara itself, you could have said that. Rashi says clearly that we mean Gemara. So it's not a Kasha on the Gemara, it's more of a Kasha on Rashi. You're right. And you could learn not like Rashi, but... so on this, all the Mepharshim are bothered, what are we talking about over here? This last dig of Makam Shenagu Insha Loi Nagu Loi, the simplest shot would be that according to Rashi, either you learn not like Rashi and this is going on in Haskalah, but according to Rashi, the simplest shot would be, says the Mishash, means like the Gemara's in the first Raya, where the Gemara had a Havamina, that something that's so small that starting and finishing is the same would be different. So that's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about a something that's so small that maybe even the starting and the ending would be the same. Even that's also only b'makom shenagu, but not b'makom shelo nagu. But to finish mamish, that's even b'makom shelo nagu. But
do you have an exclusive
b'risa? Okay, but it's another b'risa. There's never a kasha that one b'risa would says the same chiddush as another b'risa. But bottom line, what do we see from this third brisa? Shmamina letzarech hamayid in, shalei letzarech hamayid loy, shmamina. It's clear from this brisa that even gemar, the brisa says it's black and white, is only letzarech hamayid, but shalei letzarech hamayid, but makom shelo nagu is even to be gemar is going to be aser. V'chamayim, when the chamayim said, shalosh imanis, there was three craftsmen that were allowed to do business, a lot of work on erev Pesach, even b'makom shelo nagu, shalei la'aseh malacha. So what's pshat? So Tana the Brisa explains hachayotim. The reason why the tailors could work is shaken hedyet toifer kedarke b'chodesh shomayid, because a hedyet, a private person, someone who's not a professional, could sew normally on chalamayid. And the common thread between all of these is anything that there's a hetter to do in some circumstance on chalamayid. So erev yomtiv, erev pesach, which is even more kuladik than chalamayid, would be able to be done even kedarke. So since there is a way to sew on Cholamayit, which is not for a professional, but at least a Hedyot could sew on Cholamayit, so Memela, a professional, is allowed to sew on Erev Pesach. Hasaparim, barbers, Vakaifsim, and the launderers, why are they allowed to work on Erev Pesach? Shekein Abba Medina Zayam, Vayezim Pesach Surim, because someone who was traveling, he came from overseas, and he arrived on Cholamayit, so he didn't have a chance to launder his clothes or to get a haircut before Yom Tov. Or someone was in jail, so again, there was no barber in jail, there was no laundromat in jail, he wasn't able to do these things before Yom Tov. So
we say the same thing for the haircut, we say by an oval, no?
Right, so yeah, that's part of the mission over there, an oval also, yeah. So they could take a haircut and they could launder even on Cholamayit. So once you have a heter in some eifin to do it even on Cholamayit, so therefore we see that this is more lenient than other malachas, and when it comes to Erev Yom Tov, it's mutter to do it across the board. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah there was a fourth one, Afaratzanim, even the shoemakers, and the reason is Shekein Eile regardless, the ones who are, went up to the other regal, and because of all the walking, their shoes got ruined, so they could have their shoes fixed on Chol HaMoed. So again, there's a way that a shoemaker could do business on Chol HaMoed. So the Meila on Erev Yontif, he could do it across the board. At the Tanna Kamma, who didn't hold of that, so why not? So says the Gemara, but my pligi, what's the machlokes? Coming pligi, what's the machlokes? Marasav lemeilin chila malacha misayif malacha. You could learn the beginning of malacha, meaning making a shoe, from the slave malacha, from fixing a shoe. Meaning, if there's a heter to fix a shoe, so then on Erev Yontif you could even make shoes. Umarasav ein lemeidim, and the Halakama holds ain the maiden tchias malacha misayif malacha. So just because it's a heter to fix shoes on Chol HaMoed doesn't mean you can make shoes on Erev Yontif. But according to this, Hezbo the Gemara and a Chenami, a shoemaker would be allowed to fix shoes on Erev Yontif, because that is a heter on Chol HaMoed. He just holds that a shoemaker can't make shoes on Erev Yontif, because that, he holds that you don't compare Seif Malacha to Tchilas Malacha. Says the next Mishnah, Meshivin Shevachim Matarna Goyim B'Yudalim. You could be Meshiv Shevachim with chickens on Yudalim. So the way Rashi understands the Mishnah, Meshivin Shevachim means if you have a bunch of eggs, fertilized eggs, and you want the hens to sit on them in order to hatch them and get chicks, so you could do that. There was some malacha involved in that, to get the, you had to spend time to get the chicken to sit on the egg. You're allowed to do that on your dalet. Rashi has another way to learn the Mishnah, that it's two separate things. It's mashiv and shevachim vitar negoilim. Shevachim would be yainim, and tarnagoyim would be hens, meaning two different types of birds, but the same idea. You can get pigeons to sit on the eggs, or hens to sit on the eggs on your dalet. Either way, v'tarnagoyim shabarcha, if, let's say there was a hen that was already sitting from before on top of an egg, and it was warming the egg to hatch it, and then it decided to quit in the middle of the job, it ran away. So mazirin ha'isadam koyim, you can get it back to its place in order that you shouldn't lose the eggs. The mesa, if that hen dies, mashivin acharas achtera, so you can replace it with another hen, again in order that you shouldn't lose the egg. Garfin, you can sweep away mitachas ragli behema from under the feet of an animal biyudalid, meaning if there's things there, it relieved itself, or there's any other dirt there that you don't want it to step in, so you could on yudalid you could sweep it out. Whereas in Chol HaMoed, Misakon Tzalin, you can't sweep it out of the barn, out of the wherever the stable, wherever it is. However, you may move it to the side. Moilichin Kalim, you could take Kalim, bring Kalim, Umavim, or pick him up, basically Uman from the craftsman. I mean, even though the craftsman is not allowed to do the malacha by most malachas, but to drop the Kalim off by him so they should be ready for him to work on, or ones that he finished and you want to pick them up, that you could do. And even for sure, if there came that are letzarech hamoed, but even if there came that are not letzarech hamoed, nonetheless, it's mutter. This is talking about on pashtus, even on Chol HaMoed, but or on Yedal. But the Gemara is going to we'll see that in the Gemara about that. You want to know about Marasayin? So I mean, that's really what the Gemara is going to discuss. What the we'll see in the Gemara if this is mutter or asr. So says the Gemara, going to the Reisha. The Reisha says, "Moshivin shevachim etarnagoyim biyudalid." Then it said, "Tarnagoyim shabarcha." If the hen runs away, you can return it. So, Frati Gemara, the obvious question: Has to isuve moizvinon? If you could lechatchila have the hen sit on the egg, adurim yibayis. Do you have to tell me that if it was already sitting on the egg and now it's already going to get lost, if you don't return it? So, kol shekein over there, there's a heter to make the hen go back and sit on the egg. Rabbi answers, the same is talking about Chol HaMoed. I mean, the Reish is talking about Yudalit. On Yudalit, you could even lachatchila introduce a new egg to the hen that it wasn't sitting on until now. On Chol HaMoed, to introduce new eggs to the hen that you're not allowed to do. However, once it was already on the egg, and now it walked away, so now it's a davar avad. If it's not going to sit back there, then the egg's going to get ruined. It's not edible anymore because it already started growing, but me'idach gisa, it didn't finish, so it's not going to hatch either, it's just going to die and you're going to lose the egg. So in such a case, then you're allowed to even bring the so then even on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to bring the hen back to make sure that it sits on the egg. Amar Evuna, Baishanu Elatayish Leisha Lamerda, that which we said that that a hen that ran away, you could bring it back in order to save the egg, that's only true if it's within 3 days from when it ran away. Zakati leparach tzimra minei, because the heat from the egg didn't yet totally leave, didn't yet totally fly away. The egg is still warm, so it's not a lost case. The egg could still be saved by putting the chicken back or putting a different chicken there, and therefore it's considered davar avud. You're saving your eggs from being destroyed. And condition number two, initially when the chicken was sitting on the egg, it had to be for a minimum of 3 days. So the egg already developed enough that it's no longer an edible egg. Because in such a case, if you're not going to put the hen back there, the eggs are going to get lost. But if it was already married, already rebelled, already left the eggs 3 days ago, so the eggs already lost their heat, they're already ruined. It's too late, you can't save them anymore. And who adin, if it was not 3 days since it was married, however, it was within the initial 3 days, the shivasa, from when it started sitting on the egg in the first place, the akatil ibsedi bay, so in that case, the eggs will not get lost, legami, it will not get totally lost, because since the egg didn't develop yet to the point that it's not edible, so there's no, it's not a davar avid, so you won't use the egg for hatching, you'll eat the egg. So in such a case, like madrina, there's no heter on kolamoy to bring back the chicken. Rav Ami says, no, afilu teich shleishu l'yishivasa, that second condition he disagrees with. He says, even if it's within 3 days from when the hen initially sat on the egg, nonetheless, madrinon, you could bring the hen back. But Michael Lufiki, so what's the machlokes? The first sheet to held, Rav Huna, that you cannot bring the hen back if it sat on it initially for less than 3 days. And Rav Ami says, yes, you may. Rav Huna held that they were only choshes for a hasim meruba, but not to hasim muad. Meaning, once the hen sits on it for a couple days, less than 3 days, so it's going to change a little bit, and a person who's a mafunik will not eat it, but a person who's not a mafunik will still eat it. Mimela, economics 101, supply and demand. So there's less people who would buy such an egg. So the price of the egg is going to drop, but it's still worth something. So that's called the Hefset Mu'ur. So Rav Huna held, Lehesem Merubah Chashashu, if the egg is going to be totally destroyed, it's going to be a Hesem Merubah, you lose the full value of the egg. Meaning it sat on it for at least 3 days, so it already started developing, and Mimela, no one's going to eat it anymore. So then, if the hen left the egg, you could put the hen back. But a hefset muad, if it's only within 3 days, it only changed a tiny drop, a minute amount, and that you'll still find some people to eat it. So even though there's a hefset muad, you could have to sell it for a cheaper price because less people are interested in such an egg. Nonetheless, for that lechashesu, and there's no hefset to bring the hen back on Chol HaMoed. That's what Rav Huna held, Umar Savar, whereas Rav Ami held, no, when they were matir, so you shouldn't lose the egg, they were matir even for a hefset muad, so even though it sat there for less than 3 days, since at least there will be a hefset muad, like we just explained, even that's permitted mutter to bring the hen back in order to save him from that hefset muad.
I missed the point of the first sheet, though, bringing it back after 3 days. Isn't it pretty much useless?
No, he didn't. The machlokes is not in the first condition. The machlokes is only in the second condition. Bringing it back after 3 days, everybody agrees is also because no point.
Okay.
In the second condition, that it initially had to sit on it for 3 days, the first sheet that holds that second condition is true. The second sheet that holds that it doesn't have to, that second condition that it had to initially sit on it for 3 days is not true. Even if it initially only sat on it for a day or 2 days, still there's a hefset to bring it back as long as it wasn't within 3 days from when, at least 3 days from when it ran away, because at that point in time you could still save the egg to hatch it, and there's already a hefset muad because you can't use it as an eating egg anymore because you diminished your pile of people who would eat such an egg.
Well, I'm very disappointed. Not one joke about what came first, the chicken or the egg. I mean, come on. You might have a little bit more coffee this morning.
You know, I saw you smiling. I thought you were going to go for it.
I couldn't come up with anything good. So I was waiting for
coffee. Yeah, I was waiting for that. Gutman. He's on the screen. Yeah, we just teased him and he said he's scared of you. Garfim Itachas, the Mishnah said you could sweep the dirt on Erev Yantiv on Yudalid from under the animals, and on Chalamoid you could only move it to the side. Tan Rabbanon, Hazevel Shabachatzer, if you have Zevel, you have this garbage, you have dung from the animals in the Chatzer. So then you move it to the side of the chatzer. Sheba refes v'sheba chatzer, if it's in a barn or it's in the chatzer, matzina se l'ashba, then you can take it out to the ashba. So the Gemara asked the obvious question, hakufa kasha, then you say so yourself. Amrit, initially we said, zevel sheba chatzer misalganes v'sheba chatzer. If it's in the chatzer, then you could only move it to the side. V'harutani, and then the safe of the Brizer says, sheba refes v'sheba chatzer, if it's in the barn or it's in the chatzer, matzina se l'ashba, then you could take it out of the chatzer to the dump. So on Yudalid you can take it out. On Cholamayid you can only move it to the side, like the Mishnah said. Rava Omar, Hava B'Chadosh Omayid, you could say both at Tom Cholamayid. And this is what the Brisa means to say: in Nasa Chatzer Kerefes, if the Chatzer becomes like a barn full of dung, then you can take it out. Meaning, if there's only a small amount, then you don't have a heter on Cholamayid to take it out. You just push it aside. But once a lot collects there until the whole chatzah looks like a refes, so then you could already, even on Chalamoyah, take it out. Then the Mishnah said, Malichan Kalim Umeviyam Beis HaUman. You could take Kalim to the Beis HaUman and you could bring it back, pick it up and bring it back from the Beis HaUman. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, Badaklan Rava. Rava used to test us with the following Shaila. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Marlichin Umavi and Kalim and Besa Uman, you could bring Kalim and pick them up from the Besa Uman. Ava Bishan Litzarchamayin, even though they're not Litzarchamayin. Vraminu, I'll ask you a stira, Imavi and Kalim and Besa Uman. The Mishnah Mayan Cotton says that you may not pick up Kalim from the Besa Uman. Vim Choshish Lahem Shabbat Yignavu. And if you're Choshish, that if by not picking them up they may get stolen, so Mefanan Lachatzar Acher, so then you can move it to a different Chatzar. But it's mashu not to bring it home. Umishaninon, and we used to answer the steer as follows. Loi kasha, kam be arba asa, kam chedesh omoid. On the 14th, so then it's mutter, even lachatchila, to pick it up and bring it from the Beis HaUman. Even though the actual malacha is also, since the Issa malacha is less chomer, so they only ask of the actual malach itself, but bringing it to the Beis HaUman or picking it up from the Beis HaUman, that's mutter on the 14th. Whereas kam b'chadosh amayin on chalamayin, that's the Mishnah Mayin Katan. Not only is doing the malach aser, but even picking it up and dropping it off is a problem. That's teretz number one. Yibayisema, or you could say havah b'chadosh amayin, both Mishnahs, the Mishnah over here, and Pesachim and the Mishnah over there, in Mayin Katan, are both referring to chalamayin. If you trust the Uman, so then you leave it by the Uman. If you don't trust the Uman, Rashi says one of two things. Either you don't trust the Uman that he might steal it totally, he might sell it to someone else. Or, even if he's not going to do that, but you won't trust him in the case that you prepaid, and you don't trust him if you don't pick it up, that he might somehow be teveya from you a second time, to pay him a second time. So in either case, so then you're allowed to pick it up. In fact, it says the Gemara Batani, and we learned like that a Brisa Benichusa. We learned a riot to that in a different Brisa. It says Mevi'in Kalim Beisa Uman. You're allowed to bring Kalim back, pick up Kalim from the Beisa Uman. Kigayim, for example, Akada, a jug, Mebeisa Akada from the jug maker. Vakoyis or a cup, Mebeisa Azagag from the glass maker. Because these things are Tzarek HaMayid, so that's Pasha that you're allowed to pick them up. I will let Samar me base at Seveya, but to pick up wool, unwoven wool, just dyed from the material, raw material from the dyer, that you cannot pick up, because that's not Tzarek HaMayid. And nor could you pick up other Kalim from the base of Uman, that are not letzorech hamoed. However, v'imein lo mayoichal, if the uman doesn't have money to afford to be able to buy food for yomtiv, so that's one of the terem the Gemara says in Mari Katan that you, even though you don't need it letzorech yomtiv, you could pick it up from him and you could give it to him on yomtiv. Because for him it's Tzarev Yomtiv, so he can make money to support himself, to be able to buy food for Yomtiv. So nice and nice that you can give him his schar. But as far as picking it up is concerned, you don't have to bring it home, so you give him the schar and you leave it there. However, if you don't trust him, well, now that I paid him, if I'm going to leave it there, I don't trust him, he's gonna claim the wages a second time. So therefore, manicha mevayis asamuchle. So then you move it to a nearby place. Don't bring it all the way back home. A neighbor, someone who lives in the neighborhood of the uman, leave it by him. If you're afraid that maybe if you do that, then it's going to get stolen. So then you could bring it bitzinul b'sach beisai. You could bring it quietly when not in public. You could bring it to your house. So what do we see? We see clearly that we make this chiluk. Normally, you shouldn't pick it up from the uman on yomtiv. However, if there's a circumstance that you need to pick it up because you don't trust them and you're afraid, so then you're allowed to pick it up and bring it home. Says the Gemara, Tirats the Mevi'in. That answers the steerer with picking it up. The Mishnah over here says you may. The Mishnah in my cousin says you may not. So we answer the steerer. One's talking about that you trust them and one's talking about that you're afraid that it's going to get stolen. Malichin Gaza, but how do you answer the steer of Malichin? Our Mishnah was Mater, even Malichin, even to bring it to him. That Mishnah over there says, the Mishnah over there says, Emevin, you can't pick it up, Koshkin to Emelichin, so that would be Mashah, if you can't pick it up, you for sure can't bring it to him, and can't bring it to him, there's no shadow of Emamin, because Kosman said your house, and you didn't bring it to him, so what are you afraid of? It's sitting in your house, it's safe. So how do you answer that steer? Elamachmata conditioning Makar, so the better Teretz is like our original Teretz. Not that they're both talking about Cholamayim, but rather that Armish is talking about Erev Yomtiv and Yedalad. And Yedalad, not only are you allowed to pick it up, but you're even allowed to bring it to the Uman, as long as he doesn't work with it. And the Mishnah of Malkar was talking about Cholamayim itself, that not only the working is the problem, but even without the Shayim of the Eim Aminai, that even the bringing and the picking up is already a problem. No, let's hold it by the Mishnah. It's a new thing. Thank you.